This is 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. I am Robbie Dove, and I am absolutely thrilled to be joined by the owner of Buongiorno Italia. He's also a buyer, chief merchandiser, senior customer advisor, cleaner, complaints handler, and everything else that goes with it. You're a rather busy man, Tony, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's called self-employment when you're running your own business. You know, I have fantastic staff, but, you know, they're brilliant. It's just that you have to do everything. You know, you're the financial director, and like you say, the cleaner. One day you're buying Christmas products, and then the next day you're cleaning the toilet and unblocking the sink.
And you're not only the press officer, but you also then perform the interviews
yes,
as well.
There is that as well. Yes.
Tony, tell me, how did you get into the food industry? Is it a family thing? Have they always been involved in food, or is it more on your own back?
No. Basically, my father opened a deli stroke convenience store in 1978, a couple of doors down from where we are now, from our present location. And my father and my brother in 91, I think it was, turned the deli into a restaurant called the Cosa Nostra. And I moved a couple of doors down and I opened a very, very small deli. And then it sort of expanded a couple of times and then it shrunk to its present size now. And we're very happy how it is. And so, yeah, I was brought up along with my brother and my sister in the deli from the age of, I was 8 when Dad opened the deli. We were encouraged to work from a very young age and slicing Parma ham from the age of 10, 11, carrying box of pasta, unloading a van full of fruit and veg, and just learning the trade as we went along, you know, just gaining experience. And then obviously when I took over and went off on my own, you learn even more stuff. I mean, we still have a lot of products that my father sold, and very proud that it's continued for so many years. I mean, it's over 40 years now, I think.
Oh, blimey. When you did open the deli a couple of doors down, what was your aim? Was it to bring authentic Italian food to St. Albans, or was it just to sort of carry on what your father had already been doing?
Basically, my father was selling, you know, personal automatic Kit Kats and cat food and Dettol alongside the pasta, the salami and all that kind of thing. All the authentic Italian goods that my dad used to sell. I mean, in those days, it was much more a traditional salamis hanging from the ceiling, loads and loads of Italian clients who, there was quite a huge community in St. Albans, which was very prominent and visible. And nowadays, not so much. I mean, we still have a lot of Italian customers, and but they're not as visible, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, they in those days, there was all these little old ladies dressed in black. And nowadays, yeah, they're sort of like professional people who have emigrated here to work in big companies, lots of chefs and hospitality staff. Okay, so we have a lot of them. But my aim was not to sell all the groceries that my father used to sell, yeah, all the English groceries, and be exclusively Italian. And it took a long time for us to get to where we are now, but we've got here and very proud and very happy with what we do. And we just want to sell a different product to what you can buy in the supermarket. So mozzarella is not mozzarella. If we sell the same mozzarella as we sell in the supermarket, there's no reason why people would have to come to us. But our product is a little bit better, a little bit different, and our service is better, our knowledge is better, and what we can provide is better. People will come to us. I mean, I always tell my staff that people don't have to come to us. We have to be better than what's out there for people to come to us. You know, we're very honoured that our customers support us the way we.
Now, I've got a list of just some of the items that you do sell in the deli, and it is homemade stuff, isn't it? You've got arancini, paninis, lasagnas, and then you've got a deli counter as well. A lot of the items you do make are homemade. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, The lasagna we make to how I remember my mother making it. So we just sort of share the recipe, you know, we share the recipe with the staff and everyone can make it. And we try and teach them to keep it all the same. So we've got the lasagna, which we home, which we make ourselves. The tiramisu, also we make ourselves. The arancinis, I can't take the credit for the arancinis, but they are made by a small Sicilian patisseria in Waltham Cross by Sicilian people. And I've got to say, when I first met my wife, who's actually second generation Sicilian, I'm not Sicilian. I'm from near my family's from near Naples. I had never seen an arancini until I'd met my wife, and that was in 1991. And I remember trying the arancini for the first time, and then a few years later trying the ones that we have, and they were exactly the same as my mother-in-law used to make. So they are real traditional homemade products. And the paninis, you know, we try and use all the authentic, tasty products that we do have, like all the salamis, all the parma ham, the mozzarellas, the olives, the peppers, those kind of things. And we try to create a sort of like a combination of some really good flavors that people come back for at work, at lunchtime, take it to the office, eat al desco, or maybe just sit in the park and eat al fresco. So it's, yeah, we're very lucky. We're very proud of those kind of things that we make, yeah.
It's Tony, you sell countless items from arancinis to paninis, lasagnas, salami, etc., etc. Do you have a favourite item or a special item that you're a big fan of at all? Put you on the spot there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you're surrounded by Italian food, sometimes all you want to do is come home and have a shepherd's pie, you know, kind of thing. But I mean, if you're going to put me on the spot, I mean, what I'm really, really proud of and what I really, really love and enjoy is the burrata we sell. Yeah, it's a burrata from Campania, and it's a really creamy buffalo milk mozzarella type cheese. I mean, burrata is very, very in vogue at the moment. I just feel that the one we sell, because it's made with buffalo milk, is just so much tastier and so much creamier. On a Sunday evening in front of a good film with a bit of parma ham, some fresh tomatoes, some lovely olive oil, and some crusty bread, you know, life doesn't get better than that. It really, really is one of those things that I really, really enjoy and I'm really proud to sell. I select the products myself, so I really try and buy the stuff that I can really, really recommend 100% to all my customers. And the burrata is one, the parma ham, you know, we're still selling the parma ham that my dad used to sell. It's the same brand. We haven't changed it. Some of the salamis, I'm really, really, you know, there's a beautiful ventricina, which is a slightly spicy salami. The stoffolotto, which is just got full of flavor of garlic and wine and black pepper. And then we have the finocchione with fennel. And these are just great products that you stick them on a plate in front of people as an antipasto selection. I love selling that kind of stuff and I love eating it and I love enjoying it. And I really hope that
I believe you also have a coffee shop as well as the deli. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean the coffee shop is sort of like within the deli. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a coffee shop like people would come to us exclusively. You know, we're not a coffee shop, say like Charlie's does it so well around the corner from us. You know, we're a little bit different from that kind of coffee shop. It's just integrated within the shop, and it's just a nice little way. Before lockdown, we had the forecourt where people could sit outside or people could sit in the shop, but unfortunately, because of social distancing now, we're a bit wary about opening them up. But people come in and they buy a lovely, you know, we try to make a nice cappuccino for people, and it's a nice little add-on. It's something else that brings people in. So, you know, people come in for a coffee, see the pesto, which is there, pick up a pack of pasta, a loaf of bread, and a bottle of wine. And what happens is you come in for coffee and you've gone home with an evening meal. And that really, really helps us bring people in, or the other way around. You know, people come in to do a Saturday shopping and say, you know what, Tony, can I have a flat white so I can drink it on the way home? It's just a nice little add-on. It gives a nice little buzz, great atmosphere. The coffee machine is going. Christina is a great barista. She's she does a great job. We've got a few Italian pastries. You know, people come in, coffee, cannoli, bang. You know, you got your Italian breakfast.
Tony Picciuto is the owner of Buongiorno Italia, 66 Latimore Road. It's only a 10-minute walk from the train station, so get yourself down there. It's a lovely little storefront. Absolute pleasure talking to you today, Tony. Thank you so much for your time.
Robbie, thank you for having me on your show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.